You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Going to be hard to beat them if they play like that, especially if Tatum's taking a step towards an MVP. I did nitpick their shot selection. I have one more nitpick for you last night, or at least something to keep an eye on, Keith.
It's going to be tough to nitpick the Celtics this year.
No, it is.
It is.
It is. And like,
what do you have?
Look, we all think they're going to defend their championship,
yeah,
and we all think they're the best team in the league. But like, we're trying to figure out what would prevent them from doing that. If we all agree that they're the best team in the league, what would prevent them from getting there? I think shot selection could get in the way. Not predicting that it will,
no, I know,
but it could.
But you're looking for something. What else?
Their defense last night was not good. 55% is what the Knicks shot. And I'm telling you, as someone who bet the under,
yeah, the Knicks were, over the first quarter.
The Knicks were betting a lot of shots, making a lot of shots, rather, and they were getting them relatively easily, I would say.
I just wonder if it was something like they were shooting so well, they're just running away with it.
The Celtics just knew they didn't have to dig in.
Like the Knicks were knocking down shots, but they were still up 20.
That probably is it.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a reason we talk shot selection first and then the defense, because I'm more concerned about the first thing than the second.
I got it.
But that's another one that I would watch this year. But that's the untrained eye, Keith.
That's right.
That's you and me.
That's right.
Do we really know what we're talking about?
No.
We don't. So let's get on somebody who does. A 7-time NBA champion, Robert Horry, is here courtesy of Bet Online. You can check out Bet Online for updated NBA title, conference, division, and awards odds, plus updated win totals and player stats. They're going to want to up that Celtics win total.
Yo,
I think it was 58.5 entering yesterday. Robert Horry, thanks for joining us here on WEEI.
Oh, man, guys, thanks for having me on. How y'all doing?
Oh, we're doing spectacular after the Celtics last night. Simple question. Is anybody beating this team?
You mean after that blowout? That's just kind of what it was.
Exactly. No, it was a blowout. So is anybody beating this team? Because it doesn't look that way.
Well, you know, it's early. But, you know, I think this is the best team in basketball. I think they don't have, you know, when you look at teams, you look at flaws. If they have any flaws, I don't see this team having any flaws other than size. And as soon as Porzingis gets back, they will have size. But this team is incredible. And it's so weird because, you know, everybody is going to play with a chip on their shoulder, you know, and they looking, you know, I've never seen a team come into a season where they're freaking mad, you know, because they won a championship. You'd become excited. They're mad because of what transpired this summer with the Olympics and stuff.
What was the biggest challenge for you when you were on teams that won back-to-back? You did it earlier in your career with Houston. You did it again with the Lakers. But going into that next season after winning, what was the biggest challenge?
You know, it came down to injuries. Injuries, and because it's hard because you go so long into the summer that you don't have the proper time to let your body rest, and then you're right back at it. So I think injuries was number one. And the second one was complacency. You know, some guys get, you know, you call it being high on the hill, you get complacent, you think, oh, I don't have to do this, I don't have to do that. But the hardest thing to do is to defend your title. And you look at so many teams, you look at what Dallas did, they won and didn't win. Denver, you know, everybody thought Denver was going to take it over, they only won one. They thought Milwaukee was only going to win one. I know the Celtics franchise as a whole has the most, but, you know, that's in the past. You talk about this team right here, are they going to go back-to-back? And it's hard to do that. You got to have the right mindset. You got to be, you know, really lucky.
So a lot of us say complacency. I think it's an interesting word that you bring up. But I don't think we necessarily everybody can wrap their heads around exactly what that means. So in your experience as a player, and you, as Rich just pointed out, you won back-to-back in Houston. You won 3 in a row with the Lakers. With the Spurs, they were unable to repeat while you were there and even before you were there. What specifically did you, when you say complacency, like what specifically did you experience during your playing time?
Well, you think about when you come in, you take the summer off, you out partying, you out enjoying that moment. You love the fact that people are calling you a champion, and you don't get back into the lab. You don't get back there and work on the grind. And then you come out and you disrespect teams in the sense like, oh, this is a young team, like let's say a Utah. We're not going to come in and respect them. Or this is the Washington Wizards, you know, the two of the teams in basketball that nobody's talking about. And next thing you know, you're down 20. You got to fight really hard to get back in that game, and you still lose. And you don't respect teams. That's the complacency I'm talking about. You come in and thinking that you're better than everybody and not understand that This anything can happen on any given night. You jump on a team, you get them down, you put that doubt in their mind, and you beat them up, and then they start making those subs, and that's what you got to do. But once you get in these games where you start to, oh, we got a team beat, and the next thing you know, they're back in this ballgame, and they make you work harder than you need to. That's the part. That's the complacency I'm talking about.
What is your thought on Coach Joe Mazzulla? Locally, we've kind of learned to love him, and you know he wins the title last year. He does say a lot of really strange things, and I'm just curious from the national outside perspective, what do you think of Coach Joe Mazzulla?
He's a little different. The fact that you think about it though, Phil Jackson was different. You think about him burning the stage in the locker room, making you meditate. Sometimes you need to go outside the box to get these guys' attention. You got to break up the monotony. You think about it. You play basketball, you dribble, you shoot, you pass. You got to do something to excite these guys and bring attention to other things. I think with Mazzulla, he keeps the team on their toes, and you need that throughout an 82-game season.
Talking to Robert Horry, a 7-time NBA champ. He's from Bet Online. He's joining us here on Jones and Keefe on WEEI. From your playing days to now, and this is, you don't have to get on your pedestal, my era versus this era and everything else, but like, do you like the direction of the NBA? The Celtics shot 61 threes last night. They attempted 61 threes. That was 64% of their shots. Pretty much everybody on the team shot more from three than they did from inside the arc. Do you like the general direction of the league?
I like if you're making them, but I tell people, I don't care if you shoot a three, shoot a four if they had one. It's about getting buckets. You get buckets any way you can, and it doesn't really matter. The only thing I don't like about the league is they give the offensive players so much leeway. So many guys travel now, so many guys carry the basketball, and you take, basketball is a game that people love because you're able to play offense and defense in one possession. You don't have to have a line change like football, and that makes it great. But they're totally taking defense out of the game. It's about who can score, and that's the only thing I hate about the game. And I know Adam has talked about, you're trying to give the defense, more of a leeway than it used to. But it's so hard when you allow a guy to travel. It's so hard when you allow a guy to carry. Every step.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Step back now is a travel. And people say, no, it's not. It's one, two, three. That's three steps to travel, right? So it gives the offense such an advantage.
There was ring night, obviously, last night for the Celtics. They got their rings. They're insane. They're like the size of a baseball.
Oh, they're
now.
Nice.
You got seven of them, and I'm curious. You won your first two in the 90s, so I can only imagine sort of the evolution, like with all your rings laid next to each other. I'm sure some look like, it's just very different than maybe some of the others.
Oh, man, my first ring was nice, and my second ring, you would thought it was going to be really nice. And every when we opened the box, we like, what is this crap? And so it's so terrible. You know, you think about it. We in Houston, we was the first Houston team to ever win a championship for that city, as big as it is and the many franchises they have. And then we went to back-to-back. And then Payless, he skimped on our rings. I was like, I was so mad. But let me tell you something. That third ring with the Lakers that has the purple diamonds and the canary diamonds is something special. And then when you get to the Spurs, these things are gigantic with the Spurs symbol. And it's like the evolution is crazy. They get bigger and bigger and better and better. But it's like great, terrible, great, 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 great. And but every time I see Payless, I'm talking about Les Alexander, I've been looking, I'm like, man, you owe us a ring, dude.
So you're known to speak your mind. I was reminded of this, Robert, in the Twitch chat, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI reminded me of this. You once threw a towel in Danny Ainge's face. What did you not love about Danny Ainge? He wasn't your favorite.
Oh, so you know, it's funny, it happened in Boston, and I remember one reporter who is a dog wagging the tail.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. This is
no, it cut out.
Robert Horry.
Oh, middle of the Ainge story. Ainge is playing with the phones.
Ainge is playing with the phones.
We can't hear you. If you can hear us, Robert, we cannot hear you. Mid-Ainge story.
Oh!
That is frustrating. Nick, do you want to try
I found something he did on social media where somebody asked him, did he regret throwing a towel at Danny Ainge?
I remember watching that game live when it happened, too.
He said on Twitter, Keith, this a couple years ago,
yeah.
No, I wish there was a brick in it.
That's
wow.
Incredible.
That is tremendous.
Oh, man.
That's unfortunate. I wanted that. I did want that answer because I don't
know.
How about
the nickname for the Rockets owner? Payless? Oh, that's great.
That is great. No, it's like, you know, who's paying for the Celtics ring? I want to know that.
Not Payless.
Not, what was it? Les
Alexander.
Les Alexander.
Yeah.
Was. So interesting.
All right, try him one more time. See if you just finish that story if he's there.
Robert, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm sorry. I just heard a boom, and I think the cell tower went out over here. I have no speech, so now I'm on.
I think Ainge. We thought Ainge might have taken out your phone. We were nervous for you. So what?
I thought so too. I thought the Boston fans found my address and was coming at me.
Hey, you can't rule it out.
But no.
So, what didn't you like about Danny Ainge?
The thing about Danny Ainge, we were with the Houston Rockets. He did that terrible act by hitting Mario in the face on the ball. With the ball, and he told us when I got to Phoenix that he did it on purpose. And Mario's my boy. You know, we lived by each other. We hung out together. So that just made me mad. And then he had the nerve to say I was the worst defensive player on the team one time when I played with Wesley Person, you know, the late, great Wayman Tisdale, and I played with Danny Manning. You trying to tell me them three are better defenders than me? And so now you see where the ball is going. Then he takes over the team. Then my first game back in Houston, he benches me and doesn't play me. I'm like, dude, you asking for an ass whooping. So, and it just got to a point where, you know, he had took over his coach and he just was, you know, I was so mad when Dallas made the trade and I wasn't in that trade. I just didn't like it, man. You know, and to me, there's certain things you do not do. And he crossed the line with a lot of things. I know a lot he's loved and by the people of Boston. And
we don't miss him that much, to be honest, Robert.
Nah,
the guy that replaced him
is doing a better job. Yeah.
But, you know, it just was one of those things, man, where, you know, I was like, Papa, I had enough is enough, and I had to do what I had to do, you know. And I wish you guys would have had a film of the locker room after that. It was like, it was bananas in there where, you know, I thought I was going to have to beat a couple of people up in there because, you know, myself, Mark Bryant, and Chucky Brown were the newcomers to the team. And I was in there. It was funny. The last thing I remember, I said, this is why we beat y'all, because y'all ain't got no heart. And it was like, y'all a bunch of, I said a certain word I won't say on air. And so it was mayhem. And then, and it worked out for the best for me and him. You know, they eventually made the playoffs that year, but I went on and won, like, you know what, 5 more championships. So
yeah, who's so counting?
Yeah. In your face, Danny.
Oh, it's awesome. Good stuff.
All right. Yeah. Well, Robert, great story time with Robert Horry. Good takes on the Boston Celtics. You can check out all his work, Bet Online. Follow him on social media. He's a good follow there. Robert, we appreciate the time. Thanks so much.
No, thank you, guys. You guys have been great. I really enjoyed this one.
All right. Awesome.
You hear that? He really enjoyed this one.
I love anytime you can bring up Wesley Person and Wayman Tisdale and Danny Manning.
That was the best.
You are speaking my language. It is
you
true.
You told me I'm the worst defender. You had the nerve.
Wesley Person over here. You're not covering anybody. Oh, that's awesome. Hates Danny Ainge. Sticking by it. Almost got into a fight there.
You know what? Great job by the Twitch chat.
Yeah,
I did
good,
not,
good.
I didn't recall
memory.
That. Yeah. I didn't even know that happened in Boston. You said you remember watching that?
Yes, I do. I remember. I was like, holy smokes.
I also thought he was about to say, I got in the locker room and it was going to be like people high-fiving me and like people.
No, it's kind of split,
ready,
I guess.
Ready to fight?
Yeah. Yeah, Danny Ainge, that was what, the 96-97 Suns. They lost in the first round year.
Danny Ainge threw a basketball at Mario Elie?
I guess. Or he like, elbow? Yeah. Oh, must have been. Was that when the Suns Rockets, those series?
What a turd.
Random 90s players.
Honestly,
I love it. I'm all here for that.
Random NBA basketball player?
I could do that.
Mix that into it.
Wesley Person would have been one of them. That's a good one.
Wow. Well, I got to be honest. I don't really know what I was going to tell you.
He's great.
Next time we're off of Robert Ory. More Robert Ory.
More Robert Ory, the merrier.
More Robert Ory. He's calling the Rockets owner Payless.
Payless.
And he's giving us story time.
Uh-huh.
You know, to steal a phrase from Tommy and Lynn, taking a dump all over Danny Ainge. Pretty good stuff.
He sold the Rockets in, looks like, 17. He owned them from 93 to 2017, this guy, Leslie Alexander.
Payless.
Payless.
We had a nickname for Wick. 617-779-7937. We'll continue here with all your feedback coming up. Lottie waiting patiently on the Celtics. Let's get back to Jerod Mayo as well. He's not assured of a second year. He could talk his way out of a job. And he did some talking earlier today, and I don't know if he helped. We'll get to all of that next.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.